What do you think about this plan from the president?
Well, it's not going to do anything to revive the housing market. This is just one big money shuffle from bank shareholders to certain groups of homeowners and voters. The Obama administration has rolled out umpteen plans like this. And let me just put this in perspective to you. Let's assume that they managed to squeeze $25 billion extra legally out of these five big banks that are in the mortgage business, B of A, Wells, Citi, J.P. Morgan, Ally.
Yeah.
Let's just assume that. Fine. The Federal Housing Administration, conservative estimate is that about a little over half of their $879 billion portfolio at the end of 2010 is underwater. So you're talking a drop in the bucket of the vast sea of mortgages that are underwater.
Well, maybe what do we need to do instead?
Well, you need to let the market work,
isn't the problem with that if you let the market work, and this is where it gets really, sticky, right? If you let the market work, people are kicked out of their houses.
No, because housing is not a right. And this is of a piece with exactly what the president did with Obamacare. It's all connected. You look at what the Department of Justice is doing, forcing banks to lend to minorities who cannot afford homes. You're looking at what they're doing here with this settlement. Over a non-scandal, may I add, there hasn't been a single person proven to be kicked out of a home in this quote-unquote robo-signing scandal that was paying the mortgage. You add it all up, and what you see is the administration building a pot of money to transfer, whether it's from bank shareholders or mortgage investors, who, by the way, are you and me, because a lot of mutual funds, pension funds, investment funds that regular people hold own mortgage-backed securities, and transferring them to certain groups of people for political ends. Look, the American housing market is not a free market. It is a nationalized market. So if you ever want this market to act rationally and to reward people who are paying their mortgages and to get people out of homes who shouldn't have them, you got to let the market work.
So is that sort of the Mitt Romney model then? Let it all just collapse, if you will,
and then go back and say, okay, if you can
afford a house, you can get in one. Look, a lot of people will agree with that. If you can get into a house, if you can afford it, then yeah, get in there. But other people who are already there, if we made a bad decision to begin with, does that mean that people need to be kicked out of their houses?
Here's the argument.
Yeah.
We had a government turbocharged housing boom where too many houses were built and too many people were put in homes that could not afford them. It doesn't help poor people or minorities to put them in homes that they can't afford. In fact, I would argue to you that works against their welfare.
Yeah.
But that is exactly, and you had, look, it's not just a Democratic issue, it's a Republican issue too.
Mm-hmm.
The housing lobby is absolutely bipartisan. This started under Clinton, it was continued under Bush, and it is continuing under President Obama. Look, there are simply too many homes. And if you believe that housing is a right, then you would do what this administration is doing, which is to say, you know what, bank shareholders, forget about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, investors, who cares about you? I want to reward, minority homeowners or people who I think should be homeowners in Chicago. Forget about the market mechanism or whether or not they can afford it. And that is what you are seeing this administration. That is the plan that this administration is putting into place.
Mm-hmm.
It is unsustainable, mm-hmm. and it will get us into another housing bust. Mark my words.
All right. Well, we will mark it down, and you'll come back. All right, Mary Kissel, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. She's one of the editorial board members at the Wall Street Journal.